Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball, GAA.
No matter what montage of clips is done down to the years, you're going to see Kilkenny instrumental and choreographing a lot of their work.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. World Cup Daily on Off The Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Spain are the first team into the World Cup final after a 2-0 win over France. England and Argentina renew a rivalry for the ages tonight, with a place in Sunday's final on the line. And Shamrock Rovers become the first League of Ireland club to overturn a 2-goal deficit in Europe after dumping Floriana out of the Champions League qualifiers. But first, Spain were dominant 2-0 winners over France to return to the World Cup final for the first time since 2010. Mikel Oyarzabal scored his fifth goal of the tournament with a first-half penalty. It came after Luca Dean fouled Lamine Yamal in the penalty area. Pedro Porro sealed the win with the second goal just before the hour mark after he was played in by Dani Olmo. After the game, France boss Didier Deschamps, who stepped down after Saturday's third and fourth place playoff, said his team didn't turn up.
Well, the Spanish team is a strong one. It is tough and proved their skills today. We were below our standard. We committed more technical flaws than before. And even though I believe the entire team would recover, they did not.
Tonight is the renewal of one of the all-time great World Cup rivalries. It's England against Argentina, with England looking to reach a final for the first time since they won the tournament in 1966. Argentina are unbeaten in all five of their World Cup semi-final appearances. They reached the finals in 78, 86, 90, 2014 and 2022. The two sides famously met in the 1986 quarter-final, when Diego Maradona scored two goals in a 2-1 win. The first, the famous hand of God. The second, one of the greatest ever World Cup goals. There was also the meeting in 1998 in France when Argentina came out on top in penalties, but that game is most remembered for David Beckham being sent off for a kick on Diego Simeone. Beckham would get his redemption 4 years later in the group stage in 2002. A penalty helped send an Argentina side coached by Marcelo Bielsa out of the tournament.
David Beckham to give England the lead against Argentina. World Cup finals. Doesn't get much bigger than this next kick of the football. He's big enough. Captain's example, David Beckham. England lead Argentina. Those three little words that mean so much.
Ahead of the game, England boss Thomas Tuchel says he isn't bothered about what's gone on beforehand.
We respect our opponent, but we don't dip in historic events, and we don't make it bigger than it is. It's a big football match. It's, like you said, a big occasion. We are very excited, grateful, but very hungry and ready to go.
Tuchel says he has a plan to stop Lionel Messi. The eight-time Ballon d'Or winner has scored eight goals at the tournament and will play against England for the first time in his career.
I was thinking about this, if we do a proper old school Mad Mark. I think everyone knows the spaces and everyone knows the spaces where he wants to show up. It's just like, it's very unique to play against the reigning champions. It's very unique to play against Leo Messi and his team.
England defender Ezri Konsa admits he's paid little attention to Argentina's campaign so far. The defending champions needed extra time to beat Cape Verde and Switzerland and scored 3 goals in the last 15 minutes to come from 2-0 down against Egypt. Konsa says they've been focusing on their own games.
I haven't really watched much of their games this World Cup, I'm sure they've got a great mindset, great mentality, and so do we.
Argentina and Liverpool midfielder Alexis McAllister has backtracked on his prediction that England wouldn't do well at the World Cup. He said Thomas Tuchel's side weren't contenders during an interview ahead of the tournament. McAllister says it was tongue-in-cheek.
It was a bit of a joke, because at the same time that I said that they were not going to be in this situation, I said that they have amazing players and a really good coach as well. So I'm not surprised.
Gary Lineker scored against Argentina in that game in the 1986 World Cup at the Azteca Stadium in Mexico, and he rates England's chances tonight.
In the last 2 games, they've found a way to win, which is so important. The mentality and the togetherness of the team has been really impressive so far. I don't think they've actually peaked yet in terms of the free-flowing football and the tactical side of things.
On the football show last night, Ben Symes and Arthur Adee were joined by broadcaster and writer Dion Fanning, and he said he's been disappointed with the performances of Argentina at the tournament so far.
Dion, do you give England much of a chance tomorrow against Argentina?
I do. I think they'll win. I think Argentina are...
You called them a disgrace earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll call them a disgrace again. I'm amazed at this idea that, like, Messi is somehow, like, the player who's got a lot to answer for. It's all the others have a lot to answer for. And I just... They've been so, so passive in this tournament. And now, look, we're looking at a match where... Everything is, a lot of things have been upended. So maybe Argentina will deliver tomorrow, and they have Messi playing against England for the first time. The pressure weighs on England in these situations, in these matches. Mm. The sense that they can finally put things right, and to reach a World Cup final especially is so huge for them. So like that is a big factor. But I think on form, I would tip England to win.
On yesterday's Inside the Odds, Ger Gilroy, Matthew Brennan and David Wilson debated if English togetherness is as genuine as they say it is and compared it to Argentina.
When you watch Argentina, you know, in the entire squad, I think, of that 26, I think all 25 of them would take a bullet for Messi. I think Mbappe is nearly going towards the same levels with France. I think they all... really do respect them, and that Rabiot and Mbappe beef seems to have cooled, and Deschamps is, like, you know, bowing down to Mbappe when he's coming off the pitch. It seems to be a bit more of a collective love-in with the French squad, which it obviously haven't traditionally always had. And that's why maybe France and Argentina are the two teams the likely to get to the final, because the kind of team camaraderie, it just means so much to them to get them through. I don't know if the England players... like each other as much as what the...
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a bit of performativeness to it, I think. That there definitely isn't with France and there isn't with Argentina. It is very authentic.
Yeah.
The England one might be authentic in their own little way, their David Brent sort of way.
Yeah.
But it is our way, like I suppose.
After the Mexico game, interestingly, the quote that kept, or the word that kept being used was brotherhood. Brotherhood. And it seemed very forced. Whereas with Argentina, you can tell that they love... each other. They love Messi, they love Scaloni, they love the rest of the staff. After every game, it's like a big asado, and it's okay, maybe it's not good for their fitness or their health, but for their camaraderie and for maybe what it brings them together as a group, it probably means a lot.
That's available to listen back to in full in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. With Thomas Tuchel and Jude Bellingham spat grabbing a lot of headlines after the win over Norway on Saturday, Dion Fanning says that Tuchel always has a plan.
I wouldn't say Thomas Tuchel cares at all. Like, whatever about Bellingham in that moment, I would say Tuchel is incredibly relaxed about Bellingham's response. Because all you have to look at, the way Tuchel operates, is to know that he wouldn't care about this. Because he said it like, he knows what he's doing in that interview. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not like he's passionate and he's fired up. Like, you know, this isn't Alex Ferguson. Like the sort of definitive one of these is Alex Ferguson after Aberdeen beat Rangers, I think, in the Scottish Cup final. And in the post-match interview, he told, like, he went to the interview and said that every one of his team, I think with the exception of Willie Miller, was a disgrace and didn't deserve the medals they were on their way to pick up, you know? And, like, they almost, you cheated your manager. Like, they'd almost... and it wasn't that. Like, and the Ferguson then, you know, said, like, I've kind of went over the top there. It wasn't that, and I don't think the way Tuchel operates, I really don't feel he'll be concerned in any way about this. They are in this, like they are in this to win the competition. Tuchel wants a little bit of, I think he wants a little bit of friction and drive and energy. However you get it, they're away for a long time. It's, you know, it, like there's a spectrum in this, and if you know, and if you look at England camps, like the spectrum goes from Capello in 2010, where it's just tetchy and ratty, and because they've been put together in to the, you know, the Italian concentration, like that thing the Italians talk about, where we are in this camp that we're not going to, you know, you cannot be trusted to be alone for a second. And they all just ended up hating each other. Whereas I think a little bit of this, and Tuchel will be totally happy with, and he will also understand Bellingham. And Bellingham is going to respond to this, not just like in the interview, but it doesn't, like, Bellingham has been extraordinary in this tournament. And I don't think there's anything, this isn't going to deflect Bellingham from what he's doing in matches. If anything, it'll just drive him on to do it again. So I don't think Tuchel isn't concerned about the politeness of these matters or how, you know, like what it looks or what we expect conventionally to be done in these situations. I would say he is entirely relaxed about it.
And that game kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight in Atlanta, and you can follow all the latest on Off the Ball from 7 this evening on the Go Loud app and on News Talk. And World Cup Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off the Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full match day madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
A complaint alleging FIFA President Gianni Infantino has breached rules on political neutrality in his dealings with US President Donald Trump has been submitted to the International Olympic Committee. Human rights group Fair Square says Infantino, who became an IOC member in 2020, has repeatedly breached the Olympic Charter and the IOC's Code of Ethics, most recently in his handling of the Follerin Balogun affair. FIFA's disciplinary committee suspended the US striker's one-match ban, which cleared him to play in their last 16 match against Belgium. That followed a phone call from President Trump to Infantino, with the Swiss insisting FIFA's committees are entirely independent. The Times has reported that the disciplinary committee chair, Mohamed Al-Kamali, made the key decision to suspend the ban alone, having never been the sole arbiter in any published previous disciplinary cases. FIFA's offered no explanation of why the ban was suspended. Haiti have parted company with World Cup coach Sébastien Mine. The Frenchman steered the Caribbean island nation to the final for the first time since 1974. They were in the same group as Scotland, Morocco and Brazil and finished bottom of Group C. Shamrock Rovers made history last night in advancing to the second qualifying round of the Champions League. Rovers beat Floriana of Malta 5-1 at Tala Stadium to win 5-3 on aggregate, which has set up a meeting with Ararat of Armenia. The first leg will be away next week. No League of Ireland club had ever overturned a 2-goal first leg deficit in a European tie. Captain Pico Lopez was back in the side after his World Cup adventure with Cape Verde. Lee Grace got Rovers up and running before Dylan Watts restored their lead on the night. John McGovern levelled the tie early in the second half. Graham Burke then got the all-important goal to put them ahead in the tie, which also made him the all-time League of Ireland top scorer in Europe, moving on to 15 goals, one ahead of David McMillan. Jack Byrne then curled home the fifth from distance, and Rovers boss Stephen Bradley told Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins it was a special night for the club.
Yeah, a special night. I've just been told that we've broken a few records tonight, which is nice, and I'm delighted for the players because as sloppy as we were last week, they were excellent tonight. They really were. They controlled the tempo, the energy in the game, our positions. We're a lot higher, a lot more aggressive. Our play was a lot more aggressive as a result, and they win the game. So it was a special night in Tala.
Goal scorer John McGovern said that his side performed to the levels they should be at.
Yeah, delighted. I think we performed to the levels that we know we can, and the scoreline showed it tonight, and we progressed through to the next round of the Champions League.
We know things aren't easy in Europe, never mind in the Champions League. You had that 2-goal deficit. But the start of the game, you started really, really aggressively. You could kind of tell from the first moment you were right on tonight.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, our levels increased massively from last week. We knew it wasn't enough, and we came out and put a performance in tonight. Credit to everyone on the pitch, who thought they were brilliant. Even the subs that came on, they were quality. So it goes to show the squad depth that we have as well.
Northern Ireland champions Larne are also into the next round after they were 3-1 winners on aggregate against Tre Fiori from San Marino. Larne will now take on Serbian giants Red Star Belgrade in the next round. That's about all we have time for in today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.